Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I don't know if everyone has that same question that they get asked over and over and over again at their job, but I noticed this when we got to the game. So when you go to the Golden Knights games, if you've never been before, there's tables set up right when you walk in, and they're giving out player posters, and it's a different player every time you go. And this week it was Stastny, or the game I went to it was Paul Stastny, and so they had one person per poster. You get one when you walk in. So I kept hearing over and over and over again as I got my poster, people would say, "Can I get two? Can I get two? Can I get two?" I swear I heard the phrase, "Can I get two," 10 times in the 10 seconds I was there getting my poster. And I thought, that must be the question that the people that hand out posters get so sick of hearing over and over and over. "Can I get two?" And they have to say the same thing over and over. One per person. It's one per person. It's one per person. Is there a phrase that you either hear constantly at your work or that you have to say constantly at your work?
I was at the dentist last week and they had to do some x-rays. And so they had to put that little x-ray thingy in my mouth. And over again, open, bite down. Open, bite down. Okay, open for me. Now bite down. Oh, it must have been for my mouth at least 15 times. I even said to her, I said, "Have you ever counted how many times you say that throughout the day?" And she says, "No, but I say it over and over and over. To every person's getting x-rays. Open your mouth. Open. Okay, bite down. Just repeat, repeat, repeat.
Open, bite down.
Open, bite down. Okay, bite down. A little harder. Oh, a little harder." That's different than bite down.
Yeah, like you're throwing me for a loop. Yeah. Like, what's going on? I think that here, I'm trying to think the question that we get. If the phones ring when we're not having a conversation, It's always, "Have you given away your tickets yet?" Mm-hmm. "Have you given away your tickets yet? Have you given away the tickets yet?" That's the phrase that I think we hear over and over and over again here.
Have you ever had a job, though, where you're answering the phone a certain way, and then when you're not at work, you pick up your regular phone using whatever you say at work? So, for example, when I answer the phones here at the radio station, there's always "Hi, Mix, Hi, Mix, Hi, Mix," constantly over and over. And there'll be a couple of times where I pick up my phone in the afternoon, "Hi, Mix."
"This is my home phone.
This is home. Hi, this is JC." "Who's this?"
I've done that in an opposite way where I've been on a call where maybe I was talking to a business or trying to make an appointment for something, and then I tell them I love them after I leave because I felt like I was talking to my husband. I'm like, "Okay, great. 3 o'clock on Friday? Sounds good. Thank you. Love you." I don't love you. I mean, I don't not love you, but you know, what can you say? Beth is on the phone. Beth, what is the phrase that you say over and over and over again at your job?
"I am an elementary school teacher, and I constantly have to remind my students, don't forget to put your name on your paper so I can give you credit."
That do you say that probably 15, 20 times a day?
Oh, at a minimum. I wish it was only 15, 20 times a day.
I wonder if you could start keeping track from here on out for the rest of the school year. Because I always wonder with some artists, when they have a huge hit song, I want to ask, how many times do you think you've sung that song in your career?
I was just thinking about this over the weekend because it really was in my head, because we're talking about Bruce Springsteen. And you went and you saw the Boss in concert, and he said when he did Born in the USA, he did it like a slow, talky version.
It was a weird version of it. Nothing like I've ever heard before.
So was he doing that because he was tired of singing it and he just wanted to mix it up? Or because I'm going to see Bruce, I want Born in the USA and I want it the way that I know it. I want it loud. I want it rocking.
Yes.
I want it coming at me. I don't want the talk singing. I want the version that I'm familiar with. But he's probably tired of singing that song for 30-some years at every single concert. He's just probably trying to mix it up.
He was trying to do something to not make him despise the song so much. But at the same time, we kept asking the same question over and over again. Why is he singing Born in the USA that way? Why is he singing Born in the USA that way? It was very weird. Some of the texts coming in. I work in quality control and probably say they're good over 100 times in a day to a person that makes our product. I'm constantly asked, where is the bathroom? Carl says, I always get asked by relatives out of town if I can get them a free room. Oh, that's annoying.
And why is it only here? Let's say if you're flying back to Denver, do you ask your family if they have a hookup for a hotel room?
Actually, I do.
Oh, you do?
No, just kidding. I don't. I do ask for tickets, though, because my wife's husband is a ticket broker. We don't ask for free tickets. We just ask, do you have tickets to a Bronco game?
Gotcha.
And we hope that he sells them to us at face value, which 9 times out of 10 he does, unless it's a huge game. Right now is a good time to buy Broncos tickets.
Did they lose again?
No, actually they won.
Hey.
They won their last two games, which has been kind of nice.
It's a new season.
Yeah, I like that.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.